Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How you doing over there?
I am doing well. Doing well. Little cloudy, a little breezy, but, again, I'm not going to get any sympathy, I know, from folks.
From the listeners? Yeah. I know. No, you're not. Well, I have a cold, so forgive me for the way I sound today, but I am a woman. I'm not a man. I have this really deep voice today with my so is it just cloudy because you're getting rain clouds? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, it's been kind of – but, you know, as you know, they come and go real quick, and then it's sunny and hot, and it's raining
beautiful.
Again, and kind of a little cloud burst here and there. But, having a good time over here, working hard, really, so that's the good news. But when you get a chance to take a break, it is kind of fun. And I'm hanging out with a bunch of surfer guys at a church, and they're committed to getting me up on a surfboard, which is pretty funny to think about. But
oh, my gosh, I want to see the video. You're going to videotape it?
Yeah, I think I'm
gonna. Oh, that would be so awesome.
These guys seem to make it look easy. I watch them. And they make it look pretty easy. So I've been body, you know, boogie boarding and kind of body surfing and kind of getting into learning how to first get over my fear of the whole shark thing, which
I still, you know, I'm living on islands from 8 to 11 and then again to 99 back and forth too. I didn't have them when I was little, but now as an adult I do. And because it's they're real. I mean, they really do. I mean, it's their home. It's their territory, isn't it? So,
yeah.
You know, they do have these bracelets. I saw in one of the surfer, whatever, ocean, I can't remember what magazine it was some years back, and they emit little sounds. It's like these ankle bracelets you could wear, and they emit sounds to scare off the sharks. So I had talked to my son about that years ago. I said, I've got to get one of those, but then I would feel so guilty if I emitted sounds and it scared them off to go bite someone else, you know. But no, they really, the only thing about on the surfboard, you kind of look like a turtle, so you got to keep that in mind, you know. So
yeah.
I think the biggest thing that I would say on the surfing is just don't do it in the morning, in the dawn, or dusk. Those are the two times you never want to surf. Because that's like feeding time, I guess, right? So,
yeah.
Wow, Randy, my hat's off to you, though. I think that's so cool. And you, I'd love to see the video. That would be really good.
I've been swimming in the ocean, and that's kind of fighting that fear as well. But there's just a place here locally, real close to where I live, where I can just go and, you know, do my 30-minute walk and then basically do a 20 to 30-minute swim after the walk and just cool off and also get some cardio. And you just burn a ton of calories swimming, and it's just difficult to do it for 20 or 30 minutes, at least for me right now. But that's another show.
That is awesome, though. No, I think that's wonderful. And the salt water is so good, too, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So we better get to the topic because again, we've got a full show and ready to go. The second half, we are going to be talking about the power of prayer and meditation. And what better person to talk about that than the daughter of some missionaries who is also into the self-improvement realm as well. She's a speaker and just very, very motivating. I mean, like you, Natalie, I can
her for hours because she just has just amazing stories of and I told her about Wayne Dyer and our synchronicity moment a couple weeks ago, and she loved that. She just, you know, she talks about how we should expect a synchronicity every day, you know. And I thought,
absolutely.
You know, that's true. But we kind of
And that is fantastic. Oh, I can't wait to hear.
So that's the second half, of course. This first half, we always lead with real estate nuggets. And today, the due-on-sale clause.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the due-on-sale clause. And what a due-on-sale clause is, when you have a mortgage on your property, it's actually a clause that says if you transfer ownership or transfer rights, and it could even be just moving out of the property, depending on what how it's written, then the you may have to pay your loan in full, and that's a due-on-sale clause. Some people think it only applies when you sell the property, but there are different things like lease options, lease with sale, different things that can trigger it depending on the way it's worded. So, and as I was mentioning to you before we started the show today, things are changing like lightning fast in our industry. I've been in 27 years, and I guess because of all the problems that we had and all the money losses, you know, between 2000 and 2008, it's just triggering, you know, of course we're triggering this wave of short sales and foreclosures, and, you know, the lenders were being blamed, so now the government's come down on the lenders are coming down on their people, and it's all trickling down to title companies, loan, you know, loan officers, real estate brokers, agents. It's trickling down to everybody. So what's happening is some rules are coming in that are just, I mean, hard to believe, actually, in my opinion. You know, some of them are too stringent, and some of the loan guidelines are harder, much harder than they used to be. So what the due-on-sale clause is, we'll go over it a little bit more in the next 20 minutes, and what it's just something you want to be aware of, because for many years people thought they could get around it by different ways that we'll discuss as well after the break, and now it's being scrutinized more and more. So you just want to be careful so that you protect yourself, and that's what we give you nuggets, as we always mention. We don't have enough time here to go into all the details, but we give you food for thought and nuggets, and that way you can do more research, get more information. You can also pick up one of our workshops. We always recommend that you speak to a real estate attorney and a real estate tax accountant before making any decisions. And so you just want to be careful. That's all. We are here to help you and look at different options, because so many people right now in the markets are underwater. Disclosure is the key. And and the other thing, too, with the Internet is so wonderful that we can get so much information now, but we have to make sure it's good information, right? You know how many things that some are good, some aren't good. So you have to double-check it and recheck it and make sure you're checking the laws. And it's getting inundating. I can see why people retire after 20 years, Randy, in any industry. You know, when they say 20 years, kind of like the mark where it's time to go. You know, and I've been in 27, and I'm going, whoa, I could never – it's almost like, you know, we become experts because we've done it for so long, but things are changing so fast, and they're implementing so many different rules, which some make sense, some do not make sense, okay? But and that it gets to the point where you have to say with everything, let me double check that, you need to double check that, let's double check it, it could have changed last week. You know?
Wow.
So, and I'm not trying to put fear out there at all, but there's so many little things that are happening and coming up. So that's why I think disclosure is always the biggest way you can protect yourself. Document, dot your I's, cross your T's. And because a lot of people, when you find a market that many people, you know, the high end right now doesn't seem to be hurting. Well, I guess it depends on which end of this side you're on, but there's a lot of money out there. People are making a lot of money, but it seems like middle class is not making as much money. There's a lot of people that are underwater, they losing jobs. So what tends to happen I think in those situations, as people become fearful, so sometimes they're willing to take more risks than they would normally. Maybe they're thinking, well, if I don't mention this, it's not going to come up. You know, there's a lot of different situations where they think, well, you know, this will go away or I'm not going to worry about this. And the due on sale clause is one of those items where you just want to do full disclosure so that you don't have anything come up and bite you in the foot or anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the due on sale clause, and that's kind of an overview. We're going to kind of get into some of the nitty-gritty here. The number, 347-945-5428. And I'm noticing each week we're getting more and more listeners listening to the archive calls and live call. So we know some of you are out there listening, and if you do have a question about this or a comment, 347-945-5428.
Hey, Randy, I just want to mention real quick before we take the first break. People listening, they can actually, because a lot of people think if you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, you have to be at the computer. People can actually download the apps, right, and then listen. How can they do this in their car?
Yeah, absolutely. You can absolutely do that. There is an app, and you can, like everything else, you can download the app to your smartphone. And, you know, at the time, if you want to listen live and interact, you can absolutely do that, even if you're on the go. I would go to the App Store if you're, whether you're an iPhone or a BlackBerry or whatever, you know, they all have the App Store.
And okay, go to the App Store and look up Blog Talk Radio?
Yep, just type in Blog Talk Radio and get the app, and you can listen live. And, of course, always on demand. And you can listen on demand on your smartphone as well. So literally, I know a lot of people will typically, you know, listen to shows that they like, podcasts and the on-demand programming, you know, while they're exercising to kind of kill two birds with one stone, because it's hard for all of us to sit down, you know, for even 30 minutes, let alone an hour. And,
right, some people don't realize that you can do that with this, and they think they have to get on the computer to listen to our show. So, you know, I've
absolutely.
Had people mention that to me, and I said, "Oh no, you can do that with an app." And
mm-hmm.
so,
yeah, and it's going more and more that way. More and more that way, people are listening to all of their smartphones are becoming literally their media center. So, another 5 years, and yeah, we'll see regular radio. They've been predicting the demise of regular, you know, radio because of the internet for many years, and I think it's slowly, to some degree, eroding some of the impact of what we would call regular radio, because people are getting all of their media on their smartphones. So, yeah, you can absolutely do it.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
Yep. We'll take a break and be right back. Realty Universal Radio.
Yeah, no, we're excited. You know, obviously, Amy Berna is a wonderful recording artist in the Valley, too. You guys play her, and she's a great friend as well. We've been talking about just doing a worship concert together in general, just because we have, you know, feel really kindred. And then I said, you know, why don't we partner? You know, when Christians can come together and do more than just talk and sing and then leave the same, what if we supported a cause, right? You know, I don't know, the whole idea, not just hearers but doers thing.
There's an
you know?
Idea.
So it was so neat because she said, well, didn't your wife just start actually this exciting new work to combat human trafficking? And I said, well, yeah, you know. She's like, why don't we support that? And so it's actually become something really special. You know, me and the JS band, we love supporting causes that matter. And obviously with this exciting work Andrea is doing, it's really something, really, I know. Whenever you care about the least and the lost, the forgotten, that's always going to be God's heart, you know? Isaiah 58, man, if we had time, I could read it. It is just unbelievable what God said, what really pleases him. Not religiosity or religious acts, but actually defending the cause of the fatherless, taking care of the poor. And he said, at that point, your righteousness will shine forth like the noonday, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard if you do those things.
So Amy Berna, John Shebaglian Band, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, at New Covenant Community Church, right?
Yeah, we'd love to have you there. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are only $5 if you get it ahead of time at madeforthem.org. You can buy securely, or $7 at the door. Again, also January is Human Trafficking Month, and today is actually officially Human Trafficking Awareness Day.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the timing is really big, and it's great not only for Christ followers who recognize we are called to be God's hands extended, but also for the non-believers. It's a wonderful benefit concert just to care about those in need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes wonderful bridge points for believers and non-believers to care about things to make our world better. And for Christ followers, that's what we're just simply following our Lord.
Shoestring Ministries committed to mindset, attitude, and behavior change by taking the focus off of me and putting it on Christ. All right, Dr. V, this week we're talking about fresh starts.
How many of you just need a do-over sometimes? You know, to take back a negative word, a failed relationship, or a life regret?
All of those.
The God we serve is about fresh starts, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 reads, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends.
Mm.
His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning."
Whoa.
Man. Just like the newness of dawn, God's daily mercies give us a chance for a do-over.
You know, Brennan Manning talked about he loves us just as we are and not as we should be, because we'll never be as we should be.
That's right.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters, because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
And we are back. Good.
Hey there.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are worldwide here on Blog Talk Radio. Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullinex, and we are talking about the due on sale clause. And question again that I had, Natalie, and I know you can expound on this and go and continue. Is that the due on sale clause? Does that then only really apply when you're, say, doing a lease to own or a lease with an option to buy? Is that pretty
That's a good question, because everybody always thinks it's only if you sell the property, right? And it can actually apply under leases or a lease to own. It may or may not. And so you really need to pull your loan documents out and read it word by word. Also, you know, have an attorney review it that's a real estate attorney. Read it and see what it states, because some can state, for example, if you have a lease that's more than 3 years, they consider the due on clause sale due. It can be due. Some don't, so you have to get very specific. There was an act, Saint Germain's Act, that was passed in 1982 that basically stated that if you put your property in a personal property trust, the due on sale clause was not accelerated. And many, many people took that to mean that, wow, you can do this and you can put it in these trusts, and then you don't have to, a third party can pay your mortgage, and the so-called buyer, who's really not a buyer yet, could actually even take an IRS tax deduction. Well, people were doing these things, and it's a gray area, because technically when that was first started, it was for your own trust. When you put your own property in your personal property trust, what we've heard over the years is that a lot of legislators, because of course rules get passed constantly to benefit the legislators, and you know, it's just a fact of life, did it to get around the due on sale clause. So there's so much out there when you'll hear, and it, you know, I'd brought that up before, where you could do the due on sale clause, but you have to do it. You have to make sure you have a third party, and you have to do it properly and structure it properly to where there are some loopholes where you could do it. But that's it. It's the gray areas, you know. And so many people assume, you know, if we can do this, we can do this. You know, on the islands in Hawaii, a lot of people they were doing agreement of sales, and when the market got bad in the 90s, and now they're back to, at times, doing agreement of sales. Well, and some are recorded and some are not recorded. Well, technically, that would trigger the due on sale clause. So it's really in your best interest as the owner not to just believe someone telling you, oh, don't worry about it, it's okay. If you want to take that risk, you can, but something could trigger it later and you could get in trouble. I was just teasing Randy, but it's an honest kidding around that, you know, the government now, we're in such debt and so many rules are changing that they're trying to grab all the pennies to add up to dollars, you know? So I think they're trying to get money from anywhere, everywhere, anywhere they can. I mean, everywhere, you know? And and I'm not trying to put fear out there, but you always want to make sure you do it right. So the best thing you can do is make sure you read your documents, double check it. Sometimes people go in government, CDA loans, certain loans that say you must live in the property for X amount of time before you can rent it. There's different clauses, but it's in your documents. This isn't something that's going to surprise you if you read everything and you double check it. And then, you know, the best thing you can do is disclose it to the lender. Send the certified letters and to whomever, what department, and then get something back in writing. And if they say it's okay, you keep it and you're okay, you know. Some people have the idea, leave best enough, well enough alone and don't mention anything. I would rather not go that route because I wouldn't want something to pop up later. Again, that's your own judgment call, you know, that you need to make. But the due on sale clause, a lot of lenders, I mean, aren't going to want to take the properties back now. I mean, they're having a hard enough time as it is. So there could be a situation where you're like, well, this is what I've worked out, and will you guys allow this? And sometimes, you know, I mean, there's a good chance they will. So you'll hear things. You'll hear things like, no, you know, just do, because lease with option, a lease with a sale protects the seller of the owner of the property more. A lease with an option protects the buyer more. And those are also good alternatives to get around the due on sale clause if it's done properly and if the clause doesn't have a specific stipulation that you can't lease it for a certain period, you know, longer than a certain period, or you can't do it or cannot do it. So that's why it's very important to pull your docs out and see what your docs state, just so that you're uncovered. And I would disclose. Disclose is always, full disclosure is always the best thing to do. Some do on sale clauses. Some things say if it's not owner occupied, the due on sales clause do. Some, you know, there's just so many different ways to look at it. But it's just something to be careful because you don't want anything to bite you later. There are lots of times you'll see courses and classes and ways to get around everything and anything, you know. And I think it's better to go through it and disclose. And if they come back and send you something in writing, you know, we don't really care what you do, and you keep it, then that's your ace in the hole, you know. Of course, talk to your attorneys and see what they think about it. And you know, if people want to take the risks, they can take the risks. But I think full disclosure is the best way to go. You know, lenders are in a particular time right now that we're seeing the government try to help with many different loan programs, but then everybody in the transaction has to agree. So there's a lot of different rules and strict things that are coming in. We are seeing some of the short sale restrictions being loosened up a little bit. Get in there. And, you know, and a lot of people now, you know, may say, hey, my property's underwater, but I don't want to lose it. I want to move back when I retire. I want to rent it out. And, you know, people do that all the time, and typically that's fine. But you just have to make sure that you've structured it the proper way. You know, most of the times you can definitely turn your property into a regular rental. The where the due-on-sale clause could come in is if you're selling it at a certain time or giving them an option, which typically isn't going to be so bad because you're still, you know, on it and making the payments. You still just want to check it out.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
Yeah. But I was telling you earlier, you know, after all the years of being in the business, we still have to double-check everything, and I've never had a time more than in the last 2 years that I feel like, my goodness, am I sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about? Because everything has a caveat. You know, you got to double-check and double-check, and things are changing fast. I mean, they really are changing. But hopefully it'll all settle down, and everything in writing will stick, right? So,
yeah.
you can kind of look at it that way. And
it seems like that, you know, man, you talk about the auto industry and the banking industry and all the places where the government has had to step in to bail, you know, bail these industries out. And it seems like in the real estate housing industry that not only, you know, not only are you know, is it difficult in terms of the market these days, but the challenge, it seems like it's getting harder and harder for real estate to be transacted. As you're saying, as I hear you talk, it sounds like, again, the same law that seems to be for small business owners in other industries is kind of the same thing now with real estate. All of these caveats make it more and more difficult for real estate agents like you, who are seasoned and know what you're doing, still make it difficult. So all the more reason for the menu programs, really, that Realty Universal offers, because it does, you know, give people choices to have you interact at whatever level they want you to be involved, right?
Right, right. And then always, you know, check with your attorney, too, on your final, the final transaction that you're doing. If you're getting creative, you know, we have a lot of different notes and drafts and things that are being done, and it's going to get much more creative if the markets don't turn around a whole bunch. It's the rates are so fantastic right now. You would think everybody would be refinancing, everybody would be buying properties, you know, and it's happening in different areas, but nothing like what it was before. So this is good. You know, it's a good thing just to learn and get and protect yourself, dot your I's and cross your T's. And it's very doable. These creative financing things are doable. Everything's doable. Just do full disclosure, you know, you've done your part when you and double check so that if anything comes up later, you can say, well, look, here it is, and this is my notes, and this is when I did it, and, you know, and everything. So, But renting properties a lot until the market comes back around is probably can be a good idea, too. Land installment agreements, things like that can trigger a true due-on-sale clause, too, and people don't realize it. So just double check paperwork. Have your attorney, you know, it won't take you much time to get your loan docs and read it and see exactly what it says and have the verbiage checked. And then do disclosure. I mean, those are simple steps that can actually save you a lot of money in the future. Or you can do what some people do and close your eyes and pretend you didn't see it and move on, and it may be okay, but, you know, we're here to tell you just to be careful, you know. And go for that. I think we're already time's up for our guest to come on shortly, isn't she? Or
yeah, you bet.
What are we doing?
This has been, a fast half hour.
It always is. We might as well call it the 3-minute segment of the first half. No, it's more than that, but, you know.
Yeah, it's bite-sized chunks. And, again, for more information, of course, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. And there is – I was just on the website this morning, and there is, as Steve Martin would say, a plethora of information, just a lot of information, whether you're a buyer, seller, broker, agent. You know, there's information on Realty Universal, the – network, the membership there as well. But if you're just Joe, hey, I think I want to sell my house, what do I do? Boy, there's all kinds of products and all kinds of things you can check out online at realtyuniversal.com. And yeah, our first half hour is up. Sarah Cranston's going to join us in the second half hour. She'll be checking in from, I believe, Florida. And she'll be sharing, again, the power of meditation and prayer is kind of the general theme, but she's going to also talk about some pet projects of hers in terms of some human trafficking and things that he's doing to make a difference in this world with her business. And so stay tuned for that. We will be back again. The number, if you want to get involved in the second half hour, 347-945-5428. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A 5-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. 2 planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
Grief is a natural emotion that is deeply personal, and it can take days, weeks, months, or even years to work through the feelings. There is no timetable for grieving a loss. Everyone heals differently. For most, there are several stages to the grieving process, and they are denial, a numbness and disbelief that the event has occurred. Denial acts as a shock absorber that helps us assimilate the difficult truth. Anger. When we have been abandoned by loss or death, anger can be very powerful. When we experience a loss, we can be angry at anyone or anything, the person who died, ourselves, institutions, or even God. Guilt, a feeling of regret or conflict or shame about the loss. Depression, overwhelming sadness about the loss that can seem never-ending. As we begin to acknowledge the loss and reality sets in, we can begin to feel sad, hopeless, and unprotected. And finally, acceptance. Acceptance means that you know that life has changed and that you need to find new ways of responding to that change. It's an awareness of life's new realities and a readiness to move forward. If you are coping with any loss, there are many resources in our community that can and want to support you. Please contact me at the Needham Youth Commission if you, a member of your family, or someone you know is struggling and might benefit from professional support or direction.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome it. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Yeah, buddy. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We are back. And Randy Zachary, my name, Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, is on the air with us. And again, RealtyUniversal.com, the website, whether you're a buyer, seller, broker, agent, you'll find all kinds of cool stuff there. The first half of the show, always real estate type stuff and nuggets. And if you want to know more, again, about the due on sale clause, you can go to the website there again, realtyuniversal.com. And the phone number to get involved, if you want to talk to our guest this half hour, you're welcome to do that at 347-945-5428. That's 347-945-5428. And our guest this half hour is Sarah Cranston. She's calling in from Florida, and I have connected with her over the past few months, and the more I hear about Sarah, the more there is to tell, the more there is to talk about. And when we talk about our topic this half hour of the power of prayer and meditation. And Sarah, you have, among other things, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I don't want to ramble on there. Sometimes I ramble on with an intro for 10 minutes, and a person's going, when do I get to talk? But among other things, and we'll let you talk more about what you're involved in currently, but give us some of your background. Talk about, I know you, you're involved as missionaries, and talk a little bit about that and the power of prayer and some of your experiences there.
Yeah, well, I had the privilege of being raised by missionary parents. And so my teenage years were spent on the island of Papua New Guinea.
Wow.
I didn't have a normal teenage experience, which I'm very grateful for. So I never got into the whole, what label am I wearing and do I have the right shoes or whatever. I was doing things like working in the clinic, helping sew people up and, you know, things that mattered. So I'm very grateful for that, but... when it comes to prayer and meditation, the reason my parents made that decision, they were not going in a typical capacity of, you know, preach. My dad was not a preacher. He wasn't there to, you know, start a church or anything like that. It was, he was there in a business capacity because he's been very gifted that way and blessed to be successful in business. And, the education system in New Guinea is such that only the top two children from any elementary school would be able to go on to high school. There just weren't a lot of high schools, which, of course, created a disaster because when you get to the eighth grade, you've learned enough to know you really don't want to go back to the grass huts. But if there's no opportunity, you then become what they call a rascal and stir things up in the community that are usually not good things.
Really?
So my parents felt that they were compelled to go and help this high school that was started by a variety of churches and a variety of organizations become self-funding and even profitable because it was basically a big charity case. You know, it was receiving all of its funding from donations from congregations in various countries. So my dad, that's just to give you a little background, that's why they were there. So they started various businesses, created a work scholarship program so the students were required to work for a certain amount of hours every day after class. And each of those different work areas were profit generating. So the So it had multiple good outcomes. The students learned a skill that they didn't have. That was then marketable later on, and it created income streams to make the school self-funding and profitable.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's very awesome.
Cool. Very cool. But we were out in the boonies and, you know, without electricity. So we didn't have 911. And so there was a lot of prayer that took place during serious times because we didn't have the option of picking up a phone and dialing for help.
Wow.
You hit the floor on your knees and ask for help because that's the only place it's coming from.
Wow.
So that was very good training on the power of prayer, and I could tell you story after story all day long of things that were just obvious miracles that humanly were impossible and God did.
Give us one. Give us one.
Okay. I'll pick my favorite, the angel story. Because it was a very large high school, we had over 300 students from all over the country that lived on the property. It was a boarding school, so we had dormitories. And you can imagine feeding that many people, plus all the staff, required a lot of supplies.
Wow.
So my dad would go and take a very large truck, almost as big as a semi, and go 2 days' drive down to town and get, you know, tons, literally tons of rice and different things and bring it back to the campus. The roads were dirt roads, lots of potholes, lots of, you know, not great roads. And the bridges were made of wood.
Mm.
And kind of rickety. with really deep ravines underneath.
Ooh.
So one particular trip out, my dad had gone to get supplies, and he was coming back that night. It was very rainy, very stormy, and there's no electricity, so it's dark, dark, you know? I don't know if you've ever been in a place like that, but when it's dark, it's actually pitch black. And my mom was actually woken out of a sleep with a picture in her mind, a vision of the bridge collapsing. Mm. And so she got all of us together, me and my three brothers, and we prayed. She said, we're going to pray right now that God sends the angels to hold up the bridge until Daddy gets across.
Mm.
So we gathered around, and we had total
wow.
faith. We didn't know any other way, you know? We had no mm-hmm. doubt. And the faith of children and my mother, who is a saint. And literally what happened was my dad came across the bridge, and as his back tire came over onto the solid ground again, that bridge did indeed collapse. And he would have been killed. Yeah. Now, that's the amazing part of the story, but it gets better. The next morning, we woke up to find our house was right on the airstrip because a lot of people flew in and out rather than driving for days. And the next morning we woke up to find a pretty good amount of all the villagers sitting in front of our house waiting for us to wake up. And, of course, we asked why. They came to ask us what happened last night because the big, bright, white light woke us up and we saw hundreds of very big wings from the biggest, like bigger than any bird we've ever seen, under the bridge, and they were flapping. And then after the truck went over, it got dark again and the bridge broke. What happened? What was that?
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It was the angels. It was the angels holding up the bridge.
Wow. We need that story on It's God, Not Me. We have that. That's something we're putting together. It's God, Not Me. I cannot. That is amazing. How old were you about?
I would have been probably 15, 14 or 15 when that happened.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, wow. It's pretty hard to doubt God after you see a few of those. And I think the other thing that people don't realize is things get very dynamic when you get very specific. And my mom said, we're going to pray for God to send the angels to hold up the bridge.
Wow.
She didn't say, oh, God, don't let the bridge collapse.
Yeah.
You know what
she
I mean?
She was very specific.
Yeah.
We were all very specific, and we agreed together, and there is big power in agreement as well.
They said whatever two people pray on earth is bound in heaven?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Was this in the middle of the night, and then she had to wake everyone up, or were you already up?
As I recall, we were already in bed. I don't think we had completely gone asleep because my dad wasn't back yet, you know, and you have that feeling that you don't fully relax until daddy's home when you're younger.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Crazy.
That's so cool.
It's
so cool.
Your life's never the same after having those types of experiences. You just know there's no doubt whatsoever.
No. And, I mean, there are so many more stories. My brother contracted hepatitis. He turned completely yellow. His eyes were the color of a highlighter. And there was no hope for him. And, again, it was the power of prayer that completely healed and saved his life. There was no medicine. And my dad called in some of the pastors in the village, and all the men laid hands on my brother. He was 17, I guess, at the time. And he he was a goner. I mean, there was no hope for him. And God healed him instantly.
Hmm.
So.
Wow.
I do believe.
I
want to
hear many more of these too. How do we find out about you? I mean, how do the callers listen in, get to what you're doing and all?
Well, I have a business website. I don't have a personal website yet because I'm a jungle girl, not a technology girl. But I'm working on that. My business website is freetolivewell.com, and that has a place where you can email me and get in touch.
Okay, freetolivewell.com.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wow, yeah. That is just, oh, my God, that is just
amazing, and we do we have It's God Not Me that we're putting together. I've just had the domain name for a long time, and people would say, how did you do this and how did you do that, and in a business sense, and I'd constantly say, it's God Not Me, because you know the gifts He gives us are amazing and come through. How did you well, let's take it on the flip side, because Randy and I were discussing something earlier before the show about how we have strong faith in God. And sometimes bad things happen that do continue to happen, and people are saying, wait a minute, how do we look at that and know that that's still part of God's plan, right? Or well, what is your take on that? You know, like, for example, the maybe the people that aren't saved in the village, or the people that do die because they're not getting medicine. What's your take on in the plan, or is there a take on that?
Well, like when bad things happen to good people, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you another true story on that in my family. Just last October, my youngest son, who thankfully just turned 18 last month, but for all practical purposes shouldn't be here, was hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, my God.
And my son was on a motorcycle. The drunk driver was in a car, which is never a formula for good outcome.
Oh, my God, no.
And it was very serious. He was injured very severely. However, he was thrown 120 feet to the air and landed on pavement.
Mm.
What's interesting about that is, first of all, as a mother, I didn't want him to get a motorcycle.
No.
I really didn't like that idea. But, you know, he was almost 18. It was his money. And he did that. So I did the best I could do, which was literally prayed for God to send angels on his left and his right to fly with him every time he was on that bike and keep him safe. And I know for a fact that angels flew through the air with him and laid him gently down on the road. He had no injuries from the road. It was all from the impact.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have any skin loss. He didn't have any scratches on his clothing or his helmet from the road. Nothing from the road. It was all from the moment of impact. And the first thing he said to me when I arrived on the scene, he had already been loaded into the ambulance, was, "Hey, Mom, it might have been a good idea to pray for angels in the front, too." Like, that would have been a really good idea.
Oh, my, wow.
So,
Mom has the angel connection from back in the day.
you know why? It's just because I believe.
Right.
That's the only difference. Everybody has an angel connection, but if you don't believe, they're not going to show up for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with meditating and your thoughts become things.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That thinks in his heart is meditating.
Right.
So if you believe that the angels are all around us and they're here to protect us and participate in miracles, then they are. But if you don't, they can't show up. It's almost like a switch that turns them into being animated and able to do things.
Yeah,
I think Jesus, after healing somebody once, said, you know, as he did it, said, you know, as your faith is, be it unto you.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably the thing that we as believers, you know, we don't take to heart as much. We say we believe, but do we really? And now the question I guess I had, and I think where Natalie was going, and let's just personalize it. What if, even after all of your prayers for your son, he had been killed? What would you say to somebody who's been through that, where you've prayed and for protection and it didn't come?
Well, thankfully, I don't know what that feels like in this case. And I,
yeah, of course, never. No.
I can't imagine the heartbreak of that. But, you know, God only has a couple ways that he answers prayer. It's, you know, it's either yes, no, or not yet. And he has a bigger plan than we do and can see. He sees the picture. So for someone to lose a child would be the absolute hardest thing. But I think the formula for miracles and living a blessed, happy life, no matter what the circumstances is, it's surrender plus gratitude for what is.
Right. Do you think we as mothers, we can
in the Bible, you know, we can put the shield of protection around our children and protect them more than, say, we could protect somebody else?
Are you asking, do our prayers have more power than, like, praying for the neighbor's kid or something?
Yeah, our own children?
I don't know. I've never thought about that. I think there's a lot of power in
praying all together.
Blessings, you know,
yeah,
from parents and grandparents.
Right.
But I don't know that a mother's prayers have more power over their own children.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they would be more fervent. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure, no, absolutely. Yeah.
That is good stuff, man.
That's amazing. It's wonderful. Hey, when we get the freetolivewell.com, do you have more stories about the angels and motivational?
I don't, actually. That is just my business website. And when I say just, it's not, I don't want to downplay it. It's actually a way that I've been able to fund a lot of really cool projects that I'm involved with.
Wow.
I donate 100%. I donate 100% of my customer commissions to charity.
Wow.
So when someone goes on my website and places an order, I receive no profit from that. That goes straight to charity.
That's wonderful. Wow, you're amazing.
Well, it's the only way I know how to. I guess I'm kind of like my dad, you know. My gift is business, and he, because his gift was business, he was able to bless, and that skill, that school is still ongoing. So he was able to affect and bless many, many people for decades, and I want to do the same thing.
Mm. You're amazing. We're really impressed.
Sarah, one of the ministries, and our time is almost, 9 minutes left already.
It goes by so fast.
Bye-bye. Talk a little bit about the 21 campaign that you've been supporting with your business.
Yes. It's called the A21 campaign, and that website is the, T-H-E, A, the letter A, 21campaign.org. And if you email me on my business website, I can send you a link if somebody doesn't write it down. But A21 is all about abolishing injustice in the 21st century in a lot of categories, but specifically in human trafficking. Mm. I've recently left my method of being, you know, the ostrich method, like head in the sand, let's pretend it's not happening, la, 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 la,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot more fun to not know.
Maybe easier. No,
yeah,
but not fun. Yeah, yeah.
But when you're doing the ostrich method, think about what you've got up in the air. It's not really
right.
Good position to be in either.
Mm-mm. No,
so,
you're right.
Yeah. So when you're ready to stand up and do the right thing, then you have to be prepared. But I met Christine Kane recently, and I'm just blown away by her story as well as her commitment and passion to really make a difference, not just rescuing people, and it's primarily girls, out of this industry, but also bringing justice to the perpetrators. So that's what I like about her particular ministry is that, and I wouldn't even really call it a ministry, I would call it a mission. She's on a mission. You know, not just to rescue the ones that she can rescue, but to bring to justice those who have, perpetrated this whole crime. And it's happening. It's actually happening. The head of her European operations just won the highest award you can win, a worldwide global award for being a hero against human trafficking based on results, not on, what he's thinking about doing. So very exciting. Very exciting to be a part of that.
And is there a website, with a website to donate or do anything with that would be a21campaign.org?
Yes, it's with the word
okay.
The in front of it.
The A21campaign.org. Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. I some friends of ours are finishing up a DTS with, YWAM, with Youth with a Mission over here. Mm-hmm. And they've been in Cambodia and essentially, ministering to 9-year-old hookers.
Wow.
Right? I mean, children on the street who are in the sex industry. And when you think about that, when you hear that, there's a part of, I think, all of us that just, it's like, why aren't we there? Why aren't we doing something? Why, I mean, as Christians, we just want to, you know, and I've talked to some people about it, and I got some interesting responses over here on Now, you can imagine, you know, some affluent types here and whatnot, and I mentioned this to a person, and they went, wow, that's sad, man. We are so in a bubble, you know, here in our little church and our nice little island, and then she quickly added, and I like my bubble, you know, and I just kind of went, therein is
it wasn't, they weren't even
the
offering
problem.
To help?
Well, I mean, they do. They help with all, they do
good. Oh, okay.
And they give
yeah.
all kinds of things. But they were just talking about how, we were talking about, you know, how the whole world, there's so much injustice, as Sarah, as this website says, and I'm on it right
yeah.
now. There's
yeah.
so much injustice, and we are in our little bubbles and holy huddles, and we do give money, and I think, and that's good, absolutely. But
you know what I think? I think people need to get off their knees and get their sharp objects out and be bubble poppers. That's what I think.
That's a good way to put it. But I know, gosh, the time runs out. It'll cut us off in 5 minutes. But don't you find there's also human trafficking in the United States? I think a lot of people
course.
Assume there isn't, right? But there is.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
I guarantee you it's happening in Maui. In
wow.
beautiful Maui, where I've been twice, and I would love to come back soon. I love it there.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Come on.
I'll be over there before you know it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think more of us need to be bubble poppers and just be willing to grow up and learn what's really going on and get involved and be the hands and feet of God here on the earth. You know, it's one thing to pray, oh God, please help. But if you have two hands that work and two feet that work, what are you doing with them? You know?
Exactly.
It's like, don't ask God to guide your footsteps if you're not willing to start walking.
Exactly. Walk the talk like Bob does, like Bob Berg does. And you were saying, it's amazing. It's, you know, I think sometimes people are inundated with what they're doing, and then they need to get away, step away and be able to get into things and realize, as we've discussed on other shows, you don't have to be in something full time. You can donate a couple hours a week or a little bit of money, right, and just start getting involved.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't do more.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people shut down and don't do anything because they think they can't make the commitment of full time, and that's not the case.
You know, the world needs all of us to be the best of us, to be the best. You know, you need to be the best Natalie that you can be. No one else can be you. No one else can be Randy. No one else can do my job.
Right.
You know, God has a purpose for all of us, or we wouldn't have been created and born.
I agree.
And if we will just quit trying to be a superhero or think that we have to fix it all, or, well, I can't do it partway, so I'm not going to do anything. No.
Exactly.
It all adds up. Each one of us adds up to, really, we could turn the world upside down if everybody would just do their, and what in their mind is this little part that's maybe not so important. It is. It is important, and it does make a difference.
I say amen to that. That is, like, I think that should be the prayer that we're saying right now, you know, in agreement. Are you in agreement, Randy?
I am.
That's just magical and amazing, and it's so true.
Sarah.
It's so, so true.
Yeah. Sarah Cranston, thank you so much.
You are such a blessing. This is going to cut us off in 2 minutes. That's why we're talking fast. But you are such a blessing, Sarah, and we want to definitely be in touch. And
thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely wonderful.
Sarah, again, one more time, your website for people to go to?
freetolivewell.com. And that's my passion, that all of us would be set free from our limiting beliefs, from our doubt, from not thinking that we're good enough. And each of us do our part so that all of us can live well.
Mm. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Can we have you on again sometime?
Absolutely. Hook me up. You know how to find me.
Hey, maybe we can get you and Bob one together.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be
fun.
Find
him. He'll be at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
Hang out. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
When you tell him that I was talking, it's such a small world, isn't it? It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Gosh. So,
take care, Sarah.
We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Thanks, Sarah.
Okay. Bye, Natalie.
Bye. And to everybody out there,
we all wish you peace, and that was a great show.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.